I just realized I can't hear the intro, so I don't know when it stops.
So I can't do that. It hasn't started yet.
Well, I know.
I'll say yay at the end. I'll say yay, and then you'll know.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 211, recorded on February 5th, 2015. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
I'm Maz.
As well. We've messed it up.
We did it.
It's been too long, right? And we got a very special guest with us today. That is Aurelian.
Hi.
How are you doing on this fine evening?
I am fantastic. And wonderful.
Thank you for joining us. I know it's kind of a last minute. Just asked you earlier this week, and she said, yeah, hell yeah. She was ready to go.
Hey.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We got lots of Minecraft to talk about today. Tons of news, some sightings, listener contributions, of course, your excavation station ideas. And
I'm sure
we'll dig into what Ari has been up to, as well as good, since we haven't seen him in a while as well.
Yeah. Why do I feel like we should be singing the Brady Bunch song? And
is the chat one of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, that's what was the name of the maid?
She died.
Alice.
Alice.
That's all. Yeah. Wow, Brett. Well, she's dead, so it doesn't matter.
I wanted to make sure the Australian did, like, say bad things about her, get himself haunted.
Yeah. No, she was dating Sam, the meat guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the meat guy. He looked like the ice cream guy, but he was actually like a meat packager or something.
Yeah.
And the mom, Florence Henderson, was shacking up with the kids.
Greg.
Ew, what?
Greg.
Like in real life. Yeah, Greg.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
The eldest son and the mother were wicked into each other's genitals. But anyway,
really
that's a different podcast.
Yeah, it's like you just ruined Christmas for a bunch of people.
Right. Take it back. Stuff.
Oh, it's all jokes. It's all jokes. This is when the dream sequence ends. And we talk about what we've been doing for the past week. I've been actually, my daughter has been sick since last Friday. And so I haven't really been recording much, but I've been moving all the Shaft shows over to the channel. I'm up to 150-something.
I noticed.
So I should have those done by the end of this weekend, as well as I finished the 1 through 50 recap, and I should be done with the 51 through 100 next week as well. So that'll go up, and it'll be lots of funs. And then we started Captive tonight, right before the show. That's why we were a little late.
Yay!
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I've been Mike Gherkin told me about this map that you apparently asked me to play, ignored you, or it just never happened. So I was like, hey, we should play this. Brent goes quiet for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hello, are you there? And he's like, I'm installing it on the server. And minutes later, it was great.
Was it good?
It's fun so far.
It's really interesting. It has a world border that expands as you get achievements, like in-game achievements. So it's kind of interesting. Everyone's probably played it years ago, but
yeah, the only thing that sucks is like when you look at the achievements, like the achievements don't actually tell you like what you need to do. They're just icons.
Yeah.
You're like,
but it's good.
Man,
it's
what good. What is the saddle? Is that really I've got to ride a pig off a cliff somewhere?
Yeah. That's what Wikipedia's for.
Chad and I like did it up until like we got a majority of the achievements completed. We did like the Captive Minecraft 2. And we figured out there's like certain ones where you kind of have to cheat to do them. So we figured them out, and then we got to point like to parts where we were just going to have to like grind for hours and hours and hours to like gather materials and do all this stuff. And then we were just like, we stopped. And everyone's like, "We have to Minecraft coming back." And I keep wanting to be like, "Whenever you log in for like 18 hours and can mine things straight to get levels."
Yeah.
But yeah.
So well, that was good. Two. That was Captive 2 or?
Captive 2, yeah. That was Captive 2. But it was really fun. We got a lot of episodes out of it, had a lot of fun playing it.
Yeah, that's the one with like the monuments, right? Like where you put the clay up in a block and it.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing one right now?
Yeah, we're doing one. So we're really in behind everybody else. He's probably doing like 5 or 6 or whatever.
Throwing it old school.
It's good map. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
It's like diversity. That was such a good map. Even it's really old, but it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, we still need to redo that.
You ever played Diversity? Oh, you should try that one. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Come join Brent and I. We've only just started it, and it's good fun.
Yeah, I'm so ready to like get some real content. Like, I've for the past like December and January, I've just been kind of moving everything from the old channel onto the new channel and getting dealing with all that. And I'm just so ready to actually do something new and fresh. So I was really happy to start that tonight.
Mm.
Yay!
What about you, Goode? Where you been?
Well, I've been in Texas for the last 2 weeks. I just got home a couple of days ago. My voice is still kind of shot. I think I caught something in the airport, actually. I've been like green stuff. Anyways, just got home, been trying to get recording again. I started my Minecraft series. I've been waiting since last year to start this back up. Ever since we went and did the Extra Life marathon thing in Orlando, I had this idea where I wanted to devote my whole series to doing a charity thing for Extra Life, and so I've been waiting for the year to roll over so that I could start that up, because they do their campaigns annually for tax reasons. So I just started that up today, now that I'm back from Texas and all that, and I got tons of footage from Texas because I went and revisited like old places I used to live and like from stories of the past and stuff, and I've recorded all that, so I've been editing that the last 2 days, so I'm hoping to get that stuff uploaded tonight after the Shaft.
You doing like a short like documentary, or just kind of putting
the kinda it's not really like a documentary. What I did is I put my GoPro on my head, and then I have my camcorder on a monopod. And I just kind of walked around some of the areas that I've told stories about in old episodes. But that way people could kind of get a visual of when I would try to explain. Like, for instance, there's a flea market there in Texas that whenever we were really young, we robbed it. And I've tried to tell people.
You probably should admit that on the internet.
I've admitted it twice, in fact. I've
Is
told
it
the story
statute
twice.
Of limitations or something?
Well, we got arrested, and it all got worked out in the end. We
Okay. So you've done your penance.
I did my time. I was only 10, so I mean, I couldn't really do a lot, right?
Do I even know you?
Well, that's why the beard's growing out. He's running from the law,
right? I'm disguised. So I went back to the old flea market, and I it recently shut down. It's been sold, but I went and talked to the new owners, and they gave me permission to walk around. I even told them I once robbed this place, just so you know. And they were like, "It's okay. You were 10. You know, you're allowed in. We're not the old owners anyway." So, so I recorded that and just some other things. I got to see my grandfather-in-law. He's been real sick with cancer. I didn't think I'd ever get to see him again, but I got to spend some time with him. And so it was a really good trip. And but I'm glad to be home after all that. So, anyways, what about you, Ari? How's your week been?
Good, I guess. I mean, not as eventful as yours, I guess.
I didn't rob anyone this time.
Yeah, for real.
That you're telling anyone.
Jeez. Yeah, so I was at PAX South a couple of weeks ago with Goode, and then ever since then, I've just been back, and it sounds really weird because it's 4 weeks away, I guess, but because I work for Twitch and I help with all of the activities at all the other PAXes, I have been planning for the next PAX. So as soon as we got back, we were like, all right, we got all these deadlines. We have to get all this stuff done. We have to like commission artists and all this other stuff. So I've been like swamped working on that recently. And then Dying Light came out, and that game is like my obsession right now. It's so like, zombies are attracted to sound, right? And so you get firecrackers, you can craft firecrackers. But then you can also craft Molotovs. So you just, like, get them all. We call it story time. And I'll be like, story time! And then you throw a firecracker, and then they just all horde around it. And then you throw a Molotov cocktail, and then it's just a big Molotov. It's
that
so
is
fun.
Brutal. You are. Never get on your bad side.
You can hijack their cigarettes. You get, like, their money, and then you sell the cigarettes and all the things you find for dollars, which then you can use for, like, better weapons, and you have to, like, complete story modes. But, like, It's just, it's the easiest way to loot, like, because they just turn into these little packages, and you just pick it up, and then you can, like, just run around, and you don't have to worry about them coming after you, because, like, normally you have to fight them off, but if they're all just already on the ground, I mean,
man, if people are tuning in at the wrong times, they're just hearing about, like,
I know,
Molotov cocktails and stealing and gin fizzes.
I mean, the thing is I was playing The Forest for a really long time, which is a game that's still in alpha, and I loved it so much because it's this, like, very realistic kind of zombie. They're called cannibals, but it's kind of the same kind of premise, right? Like, they come after you, you gotta fight them off. But it's an alpha, and so it has a lot of bugs, and it's just kind of open world right now with Minecraft, where it's not, like, mission-based. There's not, like, a clear objective of what you're supposed to do. And so I loved playing that game a lot, and this is the same kind of thing, only it's zombies instead of cannibals, but there's missions and there's purposes and there's still open crafting and you can make new items and you can free roam. It's kind of like DayZ meets Grand Theft Auto, if that makes sense.
Online? Are you playing with other people? I haven't even looked into
this
game.
So you can play co-op, but you can also play single player. So
it's co-op to, like, up to four players, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can co-op up to four people. But so it's been really fun. I've played both single player and co-op, and it's been a lot of fun. It's actually one of the first times where, like, I've seen my friends who are playing it, and I go into their, like, into their Twitch streams and, like, watching them, and then I am like, I just can't do the spoilers. And so then I mute it and I leave it running in the background so they can, like, you know, get the support of me watching them, but I don't actually watch it because I really want to play it.
And then meanwhile they're all like, hey, Ari's here, woo!
People are probably talking to me, like, Ari's so rude she never responds. Like, I don't want your spoilers. But yeah, so I've been playing a lot of that. It's really fun. And Hearthstone. I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone.
Wow, cool.
That's my life.
Yeah, I haven't played Hearthstone in ages.
It's good.
It's reminded me it exists. It's like, yeah, I really enjoyed playing that. I was terrible at it. But
we should do a tournament.
Yeah.
I want to pick that up once it got on the iPad. I never have, though. I want to play that.
Yeah,
game.
I didn't think I was going to like it because I've never been, like, a Magic the Gathering. I was never into but I think the reason is because I don't like memorizing what cards do, and I don't like I just lay a card down and it's like, oh, my card beats your card. Like, I want to, like, either act it out and be like, I want to wear, like, a Squirtle onesie and I want to be Squirtle. Right? But Hearthstone is really like Magic. It affects the, like, certain cards have certain, like, you know, death rattles, or there's certain actions that happen, but it's all animated and it does it for you. So, like, I just lay the card down and then their cards get blown up and then it's great, and then they die and it's not great, but
it's like playing battle chess on the older. Chess is boring, but battle chess, you got to see, like, the castle just beat down the knight. It's the best thing ever. It's like, chess is great.
Yeah, there's like certain cards that I have that, like, you can make your deck. So basically you collect cards like you would in Magic, but you only get 30 cards to play with. So you can, like, select your specific decks that you're going to play. So I've made a couple of decks and I have cards that are my favorite for, like, specific reasons. So, like, one of them is this card where it pretty much blows up anything that has a health of 4 or less, which is most cards have 4 or less health. So I'll wait and I'll hold it in my hand for, like, ever until they've got, like, 8 cards laid out on the table, and I throw it down and everything blows up, and then you just see a little speech bubble come out that says, well played. And I'm like, yeah! It's the best card ever.
It's like, I have one that's a goblin that does a random effect whenever you play it, but it seems to always screw me, but I just like the randomness of it. I want to see, like, what's going to happen.
Matter Bomber?
Like Bomberman, so. Like the little poison skull that does something random to you, and it's usually hilarious, but sometimes it's awful for you, but I have to have it. I have to have it, and it sets you on fire, and you're like, oh no, I'm on fire again, whoops. I've done it. Yeah. Random.
Oh, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been kind of addicted to their other game, WoW, lately. I actually got back into WoW, got to 100 with, like, 4 characters, and it's crazy because I hate it. Like, the gameplay is so horrible in the new expansion, but it feeds that, like, Facebook quick iPhone game thing. Like, I stopped playing my Jungle Heat to play WoW.
Wait, it's crazy. Do you open World of Warcraft for 10 minutes at a time?
I keep it up, and I'm working on one monitor, and then I'm like, okay, my mission's done. I'll go do a mission over on this monitor, and then I'll go back to work over here. Because, lately I've been trying to keep the shaftpodcast.com updated with, like, news and, like, just cool things that's going on with Minecraft to try to get it kind of livened up again and the show and everything. So, like, I'm scouring Twitters and like, everything, looking for anything interesting in Minecraft that I can, like, make a story out of, because I think that's one thing we're kind of lacking with Minecraft right now. Like, we get the retweets, basically. Like, people make a new site and they just put up whatever someone tweeted, or they put up whatever Mojang puts up, but no one actually digs for a story about anything anymore. Like, what's the real story behind what's going on with these tweets and with that?
What's the drama?
Yeah. Oh man,
we need the 411 on Minecraft. Yeah.
So, like, I've been trying to get, like, talk with Lydia about, like, saying, hey, what's going on with this? Because, you know, like, Conan's saying that y'all won't let him do this, and she won't respond to me, but I'm trying to, like, find someone who will to find out, like, what really happened with that, so I can actually put a story
in. They've all got lawyers now, right, that they have to talk to. Right. Microsoft, is that a thing? Probably.
Yeah.
Are you a journalist now, Brett? Is that what you're saying?
You've been watching too much news.
Not yet.
Brent's taking photos of, like, the Mojang people as they're, like, walking in the office. On Tuesday, next is going to turn into, like, on Tuesday, this is what Lydia wore into the office.
It'll be like the TMZ for Minecraft.
Who wore it best?
God. Okay, TMZ. Maybe not.
How do you guys have TMZ, by the way? Just because it comes on really late night TV, we get it. And it's like, what?
I'm a lawyer. I don't know. I'll get if it's on, I'll watch it.
Mm.
I don't know why.
You're part of the problem.
I don't know. I used to love, like, TMZ, and I used to love, like those, like, trash throwaway, like, $2.99 magazines. And I can't do it anymore. Like, after I've seen, like, my own, like, real life, like, picked apart on the internet, or, like, stories, or, like, people comment on my real life, it's weird to me, and I can't do it, because I'm like, I feel sympathy for poor Kim Kardashian. It was just a bad day for her butt. It's not that good. I can't do them anymore. Like, I see them and I can't.
She was just going to get some eggs at the store. Why are they talking about her like that?
I can't. I know.
I don't know. I just can't get over, you know, the people who are all like, my life is ruined, you know, because all this, I can't go out anymore. And I'm like, give it 10 years. Like, you won't be famous anymore, and you'll be able to go wherever you want with all the money that you made. 10 years?
So just pull yourself up for the next 10 years. It's
Enjoy it. Like, be one with, like, enjoying what's going on with your life, right?
And, while you, like, throw with it. Like, heroin and, like, I don't even
know.
Well, if you enjoy heroin, yeah. But
God, never mind. I'm going to say anything.
I think it's this really weird line, right? Because I think you, like, the people that you see featured the most are the people who either A, hide, or B, because they're, like, they're elusive, right? Like, oh, if we get this picture of them, it's worth more because we never get to see them. Or it's the people who, like, get fed up and angry, right? So, like, the
best... You never see anything bad about, like, Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence or Chris Pratt, because
they let them take
idiots.
Pictures. Like, well, yeah, no,
like,
it's... Take a picture. Like, whatever. Yeah. You know who you never see anything about is Daniel Radcliffe, because he made them all angry for, like, 2 years in Broadway. He wore the same thing every day so that they could never reuse photos of him, because they could never date them because he wore the same thing every day.
That's amazing.
Like, that's so brilliant. That's what I would do every day. I would do that every day. I would just be like, I'm wearing this. Who are you wearing? Same thing I wore yesterday.
Isn't he the one who, like, walks, like, 1,000 dogs at once? I quit to be a dog walker now. It's like, you gotta do crazy stuff.
No one can get near him because he's just surrounded by a sea of dogs, basically. Yes, he does it pictures like that.
I will let go of the leashes. I will
He'll get licked to death.
Oh,
God.
Speaking of getting licked to death, we've got a couple sightings this week. roll on into that. I wanted to put this first one because I really love it when artists do new original songs and not just parodies. I mean, parodies are great, but I think it's something really cool when people go one step further and do an original song. And Try Hard Ninja just released a new original song featuring Linda Link. So we'll put that in the show notes so you can go over and look at that as well. And then I wasn't able to see this, the next one. I saw it in a story, I think, on Minecraftforum.net. Did a story about it. But did anybody actually watch this video, Weapons with Only One Command
I Bar? Did. Basically, the guy, I don't remember his name. Let me pull that up really quick. But what he did, it's IJA Minecraft. Anyways, what he did is he made one command block that has like 20,000 lines of code. The command block builds this whole structure of other command blocks that make all these weapons inside of the game. So it's one command block. You copy and paste the code into that command block, activate it, and it will go from there. It works in survival, etc., as long as you give yourself a command block. And it gives you all these extra weapons. Like there's these crazy bow and arrow. The arrows have fireworks that come behind the arrow as it flies. There's these squid bombs that like go up in the air and then like lightning comes down and blows the ground up. It's really cool. Everyone should watch the video and check it out. And apparently it has good music too. I just opened it and the music was kind of nice too. Earlier I didn't have my headset on when I was watched.
Who is insane enough to write those 20,000 lines of code?
I was reading his description. It said it took him weeks of work to just to get the code together to make it happen. So it's quite the achievement. Seth Bling's got to step his game up next time when he gets off his cruise.
It's actually amazing to watch, like when he clicks the block and it like makes the machine that gives you all these weapons. It's like, what is going on? This is vanilla. Yeah. What?
Right.
It's amazing. It's so good. So cool. Yeah. People. These are the kids that are going to be like running the world. Like they're going to be inventing the next, you know, iPhones and iPads and stuff. Like it's
in
too
Minecraft.
Clever.
In Minecraft.
Yeah, you've got to be playing Minecraft to get their genius. But
they're going
to
be solving the rabbit population problems in Minecraft. Meanwhile, in real life,
on an iPad, like on an iPad in Minecraft, solving the rabbit problems on that iPad. Like, what's going on? Speaking of what's going on, we've got some listener contributions, which you can submit more if you want to be on the next show. It's submit.theshaftpodcast.com. This first one here is from AgroLine, who says, "Hey guys, I heard in the last episode you guys were discussing how you don't play vanilla Minecraft that much. And I agree. I started playing some Tekkit, and I got some progress in Thermal Expansion and Galacticraft. However, I want to know what your guys' favorite mod packs are, either Technic or Feed the Beast." If this is in the wrong segment, sorry. This is my first submission, AgroLine. So what's everybody's favorite mod pack currently?
I don't do mods. I just don't.
You need to.
Why? We just saw a dude make a massive weapon machine in vanilla. Like, we don't need mods anymore. Clearly it can be done. Captive Minecraft that we're playing, Brent, is all vanilla. We don't need mods anymore, people. I find it hard enough to understand what I'm doing in vanilla. So I like Technic and Feed the Beast. I just go.
and it froze right at the right time.
That was perfect timing.
Oh my God.
What was that?
Your internet.
Your Australian freezing. It's like Australia's internet has to catch up, so every once in a while, just for a second, it cuts.
And it froze me.
Like,
it froze you in the face, didn't it?
You're like, you don't lose a beat. Just the internet cuts and says, okay, let's stitch it back together.
Okay.
Eventually, in like a year, you'll be maybe a year behind us or something weird.
It's like when you see a star, by the time you actually see it, it's burnt out.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I am in the future. It is Friday, 2 p.m. for me, so... What's that? So we've all seen Interstellar, right, when they go to the moon?
Oh, don't
in a
spoil
different dimension.
It.
Snake killed Spider-Man.
Peter Meat was aren't going to save you.
So, I would have to go with...
Because they can't get out!
These amiibos are...
We're all paying on the packages like, we want to help you, but we're trapped.
Start shaking behind me.
Our powers are useless in this force field.
It's like Toy Story. What happens when someone's screaming?
Yeah, I was about to say Buzz Lightyear in the second Toy Story. It's like, ah! Anyway. What's your favorite mod pack?
Mine?
Yeah, well, everyone else.
Well, so I was kind of like you, Maz, where for a really long time I was like, I have enough trouble with vanilla Minecraft that there's no way that I can handle. And I had, was Technic like one of the very first mod packs? Because whatever one was like the first one that came out.
Tech It.
I logged in and I was on there for like 15 seconds and people were building like rubber boots and like there were lasers shooting things. And I was like, I can't handle any of this. And I logged off and never logged back on. And then I met Direwolf at PAX East 2013. And he was talking to me about like Feed the Beast and all these mods, and I was like, that's funny, you're way smarter than me, I'll never understand all that stuff. And he like for months was like, you have to play. And I didn't really know, like, I hadn't watched Direwolf things before, so I didn't know that he was like this mod genius who, like, if anyone was going to teach me like mods, it was gonna, you know, Direwolf is like the person to learn from. I just like thought he was a super chill dude that helped out with FTB stuff. So he was like, yeah, you gotta log on to this ForgeCraft server and we test all these mods and you can like help test them. So it's like, well, I'll do it if you help teach me. And he was like, okay, fine. So then it was like a whole new world. And I finally had somebody like sit down and like walk me through like, but what he did is really unfair. He kind of threw all the shiniest things at me. And he was like, look, this thing is glitter. We have pink chairs. And look, there's these trees that drop pink wood. And I was like, I love this.
He knew where to go.
He nailed your stereotype.
No, you can watch. It's so true. You can watch my very first episode of ForgeCraft where I logged in. And it's literally like they're throwing me like portal guns and like there's pink wood everywhere. He gave me this flower crown that makes animals like deer and bunnies follow you everywhere. I felt like Snow White. It was amazing. So that was my first experience, was like, hey, this is all really cool stuff, and here's this person that's gonna help me understand what it is. And so now when people are talking about modded Minecraft, I'm like, yeah, no, cool, modded Minecraft, like what kind of stuff are you going to do? Somebody in the chat actually just said if they added fairies to a mod pack, I would be all over that. There actually is a fairies mod pack, and I have a series on it on my channel. So I actually really like mod Minecraft, specifically FTB, and I do the Direwolf 20 pack because Direwolf has taught me those mods, and I've seen him, and I'm familiar with them, and not all of them, but yeah, I know enough to not break things.
I think part of the reason I never got into mods is because you had to, like, all the launches and stuff, and I'm on a Mac as well, even more sketchy. I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, I want to do that. And then I'd look at what was involved in making that happen. I went, nah, I'm not doing it.
But what about Safari Masters? Like, we had a lot of fun doing that. That was
good. But that was just me running around killing stuff. It wasn't really like building, you know, molecular whatever.
Well, that's the thing with mod packs, though. Like, say, if you don't like building the machines, don't get those mod packs. Get all the mod packs that have all the monsters, because that's my favorite part, is going out and finding all these cool new monsters. Yeah. Twilight Forest is such an amazing mod with so much to do in it that has nothing to do with machinery. And so, like, that's what I would say. If you don't like the machines, just get Twilight Forest, because it is a totally different game.
Yeah. It's called like a chocolate craft or chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the one that's becoming like the hardcore quest or?
It's in my Space Chickens thing, but that's all still 1.64. So I don't know what it's become since then. But in that, it's just like all these dungeons and stuff you can discover. There's like dragons and it adds, but it's all about like discovery and just running around having a good time. It's not building crazy machines. So yeah,
Tritons and pirates and all that jazz.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have got into the Pokemobs, but
it wasn't the thing with that is it wasn't hard. You don't die, you don't starve, you don't like any. It's just you're just walking around collecting Pokemon, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But for me, it wasn't. He's like, that's great. That's great.
I just couldn't figure it out. It was like every server I went on just didn't really spell anything out. And you also had, yeah. but we could die. It was like Minecraft with Pokemobs. And I'm like, no, I just want to play Pokemon in Minecraft, please.
That's what I played. Yeah. I think the thing that sealed it for me where I was finally like, this is so cool. Because a lot of the reasons, and this is for every game I play, like The Sims, right? A lot of the things that I enjoy most of The Sims aren't necessarily content updates. It's when they add in like, hey, here's all this new furniture and here's all these new artworks and here's more ways for you to build. Like I like a lot of cosmetic changes to games more than I like the actual physical way the game plays. Like I love the way that Minecraft plays. I don't want there to be extra like, now you can have this armor that gives you 80 bajillion hearts. Like I don't need that. I just want it to look different. I want to see different mobs and I want to have a little bit different experience, but I don't want the game to change. So when we were on one of the ForgeCraft servers and somebody showed me that there was like a hidden Easter egg in a mod called ComputerCraft, and ComputerCraft is like a little tiny little monitor, but if you put them together, you can build bigger monitors, right?
Yeah.
So they had
and then
made...
you can check your Facebook in Minecraft. Finally!
Well, so somebody had made like a disc that was Star Wars and ASCII art. Like it was like a abbreviated version of Star Wars. So I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we had a movie theater? So using all of these different mods, we had curtains. Like there was a curtains thing. You hit a button, it automatically dimmed the lights. It raised the curtains. The art started playing. There was like chairs that you could actually sit in. The room was dark. Like, and there was like a projection room where it was glass on one side. You couldn't see it from one side, but you could see out the other. Like, it was an actual theater. We built an actual working theater in Minecraft where you could go in, you could eat a snack because there's extra food because of the agriculture mod. You could have like hot chocolate and sit down and watch Star Wars and the curtains raised and the lights dimmed. Like, that's so cool. That is so, if you don't think that's cool,
and
I don't know what
and
is.
And sadly now it's the Minecraft Dollar Theater where all the kids are peeing in the seats and it smells like crap.
Actually, it's deleted because the server got shut down. Like they rebooted because they're testing mods, and so every once in a while they have to like wipe the server and restart. So that server was actually wiped. But it was pretty cool. That's what sealed it for mods for me, is that like I can watch Star Wars as a movie in Minecraft and have like curtains and buttons and levers and
Do you know what I find fascinating?
Like, it was so cool.
What I find fascinating, and I love it, is like if you're in a Skype call, say like we are now, and we were all walking into the theater, talking to each other, but like how into the virtual world like people are these days. Like we would sit there and we'd be like, I'm just going to have some popcorn. And we'd be watching this ASCII Star Wars together, talking on Skype. But it would feel like real life going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just?
We can go together. Too many beers. Leave our house.
But I love that. I think that's amazing.
This is the first step to those chairs from WALL-E. You know that, right?
Yeah.
This is step one.
Do you know what I wanted to do? Just quick side note is, you know, Second Life, the video game where you just play. I wanted to.
We'll never know.
Create
da, da,
Second
da,
Life.
Da.
Oh, did I cut out again?
Yeah.
I should probably stop watching the stream. I'll do that. Hang on. There we go. I wanted to create Third Life inside Second Life and sell internet stuff inside Second Life so that you could get on a computer
so
inside Second Life and then do Third Life. And then it'd just be Second Life again.
Oh, God.
But the people who buy real estate in Second Life and all that stuff, they would buy the internet in Second Life to have a Third Life. They would.
You think so?
Because they're pretty. Absolutely.
Anyway. I wish that was a thing.
Well, that's part of the ComputerCraft. You could play Minecraft, a text-based version in Minecraft.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't play ComputerCraft long enough, I guess, to see that added.
What have they done?
Well, thank you, AgroLine, for that. We talked about that a lot. And do we even get to your favorite mod, Good?
I don't really have a specific, but yeah, I answered as close as I could.
Chickens,
yeah, chickens. I like them in the space.
Torches.
Watch
Sim has a question for you, Aurelian.
Yeah.
Since becoming a member of the Minecraft server, what has been your favorite thing about the server?
The server itself or the group? Those are two.
Let's
contact him and see real quick.
I was just kidding.
I can't contact the guy and ask him more questions.
Wait, is he in the chat or was it a message?
It was just a message.
No, it's a message.
It was a tweet. Oh.
Well, I mean, my favorite part of the server, I guess, is that, I mean, I think it's, everyone's so random, right? Like, you kind of know when you're playing on a server like ForgeCraft that everyone's going to build, like, the biggest, most baddest technical thing that they can build. But on Minecraft, you'll log in, and it's like, someone built a giant hamburger on my barn. And then you'll log in. Or moved it completely. Or you'll log in and you'll be like, oh, what is this sad rainbow doing on top of our apartment complex? Like, every time you log in, there's like pranks or like somebody has built something really funny. Or like, you can be like, well, I want to feel confused today. Let's go to Redstone Town and see what Seth Bling's done. Like, there's so many different aspects to the server that it's not the same at all. And you can go and see so many different people building and working on all these different projects that it's kind of like, it's like a quilt, right? Like, each square on its own doesn't really mesh, but when you put it all together, it just somehow makes like a chaotic sense at some point. So, I don't know. That would be my favorite thing about the server. And then I guess if they said what my favorite part of the group is, it's kind of the same thing, right? Like, everybody has their own personality, but the kind of underlying tone that we all have in the group is that we all care a lot, like, about everything. Like, everyone's really fired up about everything all the time. So if one of us is, like, having a bad day, someone's fired up about it, right? Or, like, if we're all going to, you know, do a charity stream, like, we're going to get fired up about it. Like, everybody's kind of there to be friends, and we all may be really, really different people, but at the same time, we're all kind of just very passionate about video games and our friendships.
Friendship is magic.
It sounds like a wonderful place, and screw you all for having such a wonderful place. I didn't
realize Minecraft was like a bunch of bronies.
It really is. That's the only reason we go to conventions now, to get the brony house.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness. And the brownies.
I told them there was too many bros in the house. I was like, I can't stay there. I'm sorry. Such a bro.
My wife was there. Y'all could have, like,
I came in with rainbow hair, and I was like, hey, guys!
I'll read this last one here, I guess. It's from Player Let's Play Games. Hey, The Shaft, I think that Microsoft or whoever is making the Minecraft movie should hire Element Animation to help making the film, because they would at least have a chance of making it good. What do you think?
I disagree. I think anybody can get those. No.
I think we don't know what the movie is about. I don't know. Is there like a secret? I don't know. Like,
so Element Animation do some great little shorts. Most of them have the villagers in them, and they're great. But no, you need to watch more things, because there are way better things on the planet.
Yeah.
Maz just tells it like it is.
Well, you think they might get like Corridor Digital or? Don't know. I don't know what their vision is of like. What it's, because I've heard it's supposed to be live action.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real live.
I've got no idea.
And Corridor Digital is about the only one doing like real, you know, I guess decent effects with live action stuff that I've seen. Maybe get, anyway. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think they were there talking about the story this week. I think I saw some tweets from like Jeb or someone. So maybe we'll hear something soon.
Put Chris Pratt in it, or I'm not seeing it.
If he's not shirtless, I quit.
Ah, I know, right?
Look at Goode wipe his face like, I don't even. He couldn't hide his disappointment. Sorry, Goode.
Just a nervous tick or something.
Speaking of disappointment, we've got a bunch of excavation station time!
I know what it's like.
The show is
What does it say when you go into a segment of your show and you start with speaking in a disappointment?
Well, this is when we turn the show over to the fans. So this is their time to disappoint us.
Get ready, or this is going to blow your mind. How you've been here before. You know how this works.
Have you been here with Maz on the show? Terrible ideas. Your first time with Maz?
Yeah, Maz fell in love with me the last time I was here, and then he stopped talking to me, so...
I do love that. How
just excavation stations. Like, he's like, she's too, halfway through, he's like, no, it's terrible.
All right, let's hear. I'm excited. I want to see what our fans.
Here's the first one from Boren Ultimatum, which means there's a lot of text here, too. Hi, Shaft. Am I the only one who has been stuck in a mine with no wood to make a crafting table or sticks, but the ingots to make a pick? What if they introduce ingot durability? Hear me out. No, terrible. Should I read the rest? All right, I'll give
No. We got what it is, right?
Well, no, I don't. What does he mean by ingot durability? What does that mean?
For instance, you can dig using an iron ingot. It has a 1/4 durability of a pick. So he wants to be able to dig with anything ever.
Like with his fingers? He's going to like rip the iron out of the walls with his fingers until he gets enough.
But he thinks using the ingots is going to be...
But like, why would you have ingots? You would have a block of raw ore, wouldn't you? Unless you went upstairs and smelted some
ore. I think what he's saying is if you had a pickaxe, instead of breaking it, basically you'd be able to like see that the ingots were, the durability was going down, and you'd be able to replace, like basically put it in a crafting table, and it would kind of uncraft it, and you'd be able to just replace the ingots. Like the stick should be okay, but you'd be able to replace the ingots.
Is that what he's saying?
I think that's
what
he's saying.
No. He says, for instance, you could dig just using the iron ingot. Yeah. It has 1/4 durability of a pick. He wants to beat the ingot against the wall until profit, basically.
And,
I'm
still confused. Why would you have an ingot?
Right. Where do you?
Well, you can if you're in a cave, you just put down a crafting
make
table.
Make a forge?
You make a forge,
you burn the ingot.
You only need cobblestone to make a thing.
If you don't go into a cave with wood, but you've got coal to make a furnace
and
to
a crafting table.
And a crafting table. You're an idiot. Stop it.
What if you run out? What if you've run out? If you've gone in and you've like used what I wish you could do is I wish you could uncraft in Minecraft. To me, it doesn't make sense where if you're like, hey, I have all these torches, like why can't you put them in? Like in real life, if you made a torch and you were like, I don't need this torch anymore, you would tape your ingots to the top and you'd make a tool, right? Like it doesn't make sense that you can't uncraft things in Minecraft. Like if it's you should be able to uncraft things, I think, anyways. Maybe I'm just mad because one time I made like 86 pairs of iron pants on accident, but that's so real.
That was trying to skill up in crafting.
I had a stack of iron when Chad and I were playing Captive Minecraft, and I like left clicked and dragged them, and I meant to click on the pants like twice, and I I don't remember if I double clicked or if I shift clicked or whatever I did, and it made them all pants, and it was all of our iron, and I was like, oh, Chad, and he goes, what? And I go, I made 12 pairs of pants or whatever it was, and he's like, how did you do that? And I was like, I don't know, but we have a lot of pants. We have a lot of pants and no tools. Sorry, Chad.
In that instance...
With the pants.
Going on your suggestion that you should be able to uncraft some things, I think some things, yes, like pants, because it's made of ingots, right? So you should be able to smelt them back down into ingots.
Yeah.
And like things like torches, no, because I think the logic behind that is you've lit it and put it in a stack. I know it doesn't make any sense, but for lit torch. But you don't put it up. I would go with you if you make torches and then you put it on the wall and then you have to use flint and steel to light it. Then I'd be with you on pulling it apart again.
You're getting too logical. This is your second life part of you kicking in?
Third life. I'm glad I never played Third Life because I can tell it would be a pain in the butt.
But the amount of times I've made a stack of boots and gone, oh, kill me. I've just wasted my time. Just going to go into game mode 1 and fix that error.
Oh, man.
Well, so basically what we're saying is Boren Ultimatum, your idea is stupid. Stop
well,
it.
But what if you could, use your little toolbox workbench, your four slotter, and throw the pick in and an ingot or ore and give you like a 1/10, like something that's, if you really just need to finish that one block because you
did you do that in an anvil?
Yeah, you could in an anvil, but I'm saying like raw ore. Like you throw a raw ore, which you couldn't do, in with your pick, and you get like a 1/10 of what an ingot would give you in an anvil. So
you
it's
can in Minecraft,
not efficient.
Or in modded Minecraft.
So there you go. There you go. This is
all right. So you should just play modded then.
Yeah. You can make. You can have tools that you can like. So you can have one of them is thallium, and it's like it's pink, and you can make tools. But like when you have a smeltery, you basically like can make the part of the tool, and when the tool starts to break, you just combine it with that metal that you used, and it'll make the tool good again. So you can do that, and there's uncrafting tables in modded Minecraft too, but it's just not built into the game itself.
I don't know what it is with the smeltery, but that's about the time when I stop pretty much all modded Minecraft. Every series I've done is when I get to smeltery, and I start building the smeltery, and then I'm just like done because I'm just like this seems like a lot of crap for.
It's not that hard. Whatever. Once you build it, you just throw your ingots in and some lava, and it cooks it all up, and then you make a mold, and you pour the mold in, and then you have to make
see,
each
there
mold.
It is.
It is so kind of a pain in the
mold
ass
part.
Now that you say it.
Because I'm like, well, what a, like ah.
Yeah, but it's really nice once you, because there's some really cool weapons. Like there's an axe that'll chop down an entire tree and stuff. It's really cool.
Well, I just go steal from the villagers and get the molds from there and then build like my little Tinker's construct thing and run on.
Fairies and fairies, you can, it's basically like, so when I play fairies, I only use like the fairies and just regular Minecraft. And basically what you do is you put the fairy and you put a chest down with a sign next to the chest, and the sign has their name on it. And then whatever you put in the chest determines their action. So if you put a fishing pole in there, they'll go fishing and they'll just collect fish and then put it in the chest. If you put an axe in it, they'll cut down trees. And as the saplings drop, they'll replant them. If you put them next with like a garden hoe and like plants, they'll farm all the stuff for you. So like you can give them jobs and they do it for you. Like you just go off and then the fairies all do it. And it's all pretty much vanilla Minecraft. It's just they do the jobs for you. It's really neat. What are fairies? And they laugh.
And hang gliders. That's probably one of my favorite mods is whatever one has hang gliders in it. Like, I'll make towers just so I can jump off with the hang glider. And that's, like, my traveling system is as far as I can go, and then I build a tower right there. And I climb up, and then I hang glide. And then people are like, well, why don't you just turn into a bat? Because we'll have, like, the other mod where once you kill something, you can turn it. And I'm just like, this just feels like cheating. I'd rather do the hang glider.
So we're all in agreement that being able to mine with an ingot is terrible.
Yes. Horrible. Horrible idea. Okay. Next, I think this is Goods.
Oh, is it? Jesus Christ, hold on. I've lost the duck. Okay. Currently there's a bunch of different recipes to create different designs on banners, but you can only go so far as to make designs and having them look decent. So I think there should be a tool to open up a GUI in which you can change pixels on the banner. This way you can have more specific designs. And that was Axe for Men wanting that.
Like the body spray?
Yeah.
And he also wants banner pixel art.
Yeah.
I like it.
Why did they it's do really it the way they did it? We know. Is there like a code reason?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it seems like if you went into like a pixel thing, you could almost do it where it's like, well, hey, you can make the painting, right, with the pixels. Like everybody's wanted that to be paint whatever on paintings. And then you just morph that into, well, instead of it being a painting, it's a banner. And then it's all using the same system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just have like you just turn your dyes into ink or something so that you get more of it, and every pixel just uses an ink
and then you just draw bit on it.
Or something. And that'd be great. Yeah, we've talked about it with the paintings, and it would be awesome. But do you think maybe they want it to be more crafting, so that's why it's like put a flower and a color thing, and it will make a flower pattern. Is it because of the crafting thing, or is it because they don't want people to draw dicks?
That's what I was wondering, if it was a penis thing on multiplayer servers. That's
probably,
or a copyright thing where they'd have people like breaking copyrights in the game, like drawing like logos.
McDonald's
or
logos
would Mojang be liable for that? I don't think so.
I don't know. Probably not, but I don't know. I don't really mind it that much. Like, I mean, we're talking about a game that's like super pixely, and it it's blocks. You know what I mean? Like, to me, having, like, going in and making a banner or something that's, like, super complex in a game that's kind of premised in simplicity, right? You need a stick, you punch a tree. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I don't need to be able to make, like, the Mona Lisa as my banner. Like, I like the fact that it's kept very simplistic because it seems like that fits in with the game, right? It fits in with the game to craft a banner that has a flower or a heart or, like, a, you know, lace pattern or something on it. Like, to me, that just feels like it fits in the game.
Well, that,
and
that
it's also,
makes
like,
sense.
Tabard. Like, the old school tabard thing where, like, if you've got an army against another, like, it's very simple, colored shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can do some pretty amazing stuff,
right? It's like the medieval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do some amazing stuff with it. I've seen that. We just keep interrupting each other, Brent. Okay, but I've just been impressed by, like, whenever they first came out, like, we were on the server trying to come up with, like, our own logos. And then some of the fans came up with stuff. And it's like, wow, you've pretty much nailed it. And I don't know. It's pretty impressive the ingenuity you can use to figure out how to do some cool stuff with it.
Well, I think Ori kind of hit on something with, like, the simplicity that it is now. It's like, if you made it where you could really, like, someone who's really good at pixel art can make this just incredible stuff, then it kind of makes the people who can't not want to, because it's like, well, why am I going to make something that's just going to be this crappy smiley face compared to something super duper that these people can do? And so they just go, well, here's, you know, 20 options you can do. That's it. So everybody can do the same thing. No one will feel bad.
And people are already making amazing stuff anyway. Like, you can fashion a squid, and you can do...
Yeah,
like,
they have apps that you can download where you can basically, like, kind of in that pixel, like, say, I want it to look like this, and you can draw it, and then it'll tell you in Minecraft, step by step, how to make it. And it'll tell you, like, if you... Because I said originally, like, I want a rainbow, and I was like... The science behind making a fading rainbow in this thing is too freaking complicated. I'm not going to figure this out. And then everyone was like, oh, no, look, I made it in this app. And then it just tells you all 87,000 steps it takes to make a rainbow. It's like,
which then you can export into just you throw it into a command block that spits out the flag for you.
Or I'm just going to make it solid pink with a flower. That's fine.
It's done.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, speaking of Maximum Unicorn thinks that there should be a blaze boss. You'd either make a spawner using two blaze rods on each side, blah, 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 blah. A blaze boss. I'm all for new bosses. What do y'all think?
Yeah,
it'd be nice to have something in the Nether, too. There's no bosses. There's no reason, really, to go to the Nether to get a blaze rod and leave and never return, right? Well, I guess quick travel, too. But
yeah. I mean,
it'd be cool to have.
You gotta kill like 4 billion skeletons to get
to summon the wither, right?
Yeah.
So I'll never do that, legit.
I don't think you should have to summon it. I think you should just. There should just be like a, maybe a big temple, like you whack some stuff in and it's like,
What would be really cool is if you kill too many wither skeletons, it would like summon the blaze boss. And since you have to kill wither skeletons to get the wither to spawn.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. That's the thing.
I could see that. I like that.
That could be cool. It's
Do you have to kill a wither to get the star to make the beacons?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Never made one legit because of that. Yeah.
It's for donkey donk.
Like I'm always in there. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm doing. I want a beacon in my. And then I go in and I'm like, oh yeah, you got to kill a wither. Oh yeah! Now I have to kill 4 billion. Yeah, okay.
And what if you want? What if you want a beacon of every color, like
a rainbow?
The sky and a rainbow. You got to kill 10 withers.
That's why you play in creative mode.
Yeah. I almost did it in one mod because there was a way to get that star through some other means besides actually going and farming the skeleton, but didn't end up doing it. Anyway. If you're following along in the dock, Ari, you want to read this next one from Haza Mistro?
I'm not in the dock.
Well, then I'll read it.
I'm a terrible guest. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
You are literally the worst.
The worst of the best. And this one's from Haz Mistro on Twitter, who says, hey, Shaft and Nators, I only have a little suggestion. I think we should get XP for farm-based things. When you break any crop, I think you should get a tiny bit of XP, only a little bit, so it's not OP. That's it. Also, you should check out
Minecraft Suggestions subreddit. It's got a lot of good ideas, and it's set up by the devs.
I don't believe you. Doesn't Minecraft already have, like, don't you already get XP from farming?
Yep.
Yep.
Thought so.
You do? You do?
I know you get from it from, farming? Like, feeding.
Well, from, yeah, from breeding animals and stuff.
Yeah,
you
but
do.
Not from, like, picking
No,
wheat
not from just picking wheat, no.
Oh, okay.
But you get enough XP already, I think.
I know, right? Just
yeah,
go dig some blocks.
When Fairies wasn't updated, I was playing, this was like 6 months ago, I was playing 1.2.5 and like used to the new XP system. And compared to old Minecraft, I don't think people like realize how stupidly difficult getting levels in 1.2.5 was. And so it's a lot easier now than it was way back then. Like it was stupidly impossible back then.
Well, and I know in my village, like I like to make my actual home in a village with, like, villagers. So
yeah.
The villagers are actually doing all the farming for me. Like, they're going cool. And feeding the other villagers with the farm stuff. So it's like, I don't actually go and farm at this point because I have enough food to last me forever. Like,
wow. After
a week of playing Minecraft, you pretty much have enough food forever.
I kill all the villagers.
Stop it. That's genocide.
What? I make slums. And
I don't like
I'm trying to see how many villagers.
Like, I don't need your condescending at me as I'm playing Minecraft. Like, it literally makes me want to kill them, and I do.
That's so funny.
Use like, the pack that makes them sound like Jawas.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
What did he?
Jalapeno 13 says, I think there should be a fifth armor slot for a piece of equipment. You can put it in any weapon tool in the game, and it appears on your character. Swords would be in a bows would be hung on your back. It would look cool and help personalize your character in-game, unlike your skin, which you have to log out of and faff about with.
You can color your armor.
Yep.
You sure can.
And why would you waste the like iron to have a sword that you couldn't actually use? Like, I wouldn't want to just have a sword on my... Just draw one on your skin, then.
Yeah. Silly. I would still like to see them make a, like, closet or something that you could go into and change your avatar in-game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, you have, like, five avatars that you could switch between, or if you could actually go to, like, a site and, like...
Ooh. And then Microsoft could sell slots.
Yeah.
So like they're not free. Like you start with zero with your base account, and then for like an extra $10 you can unlock a slot. And then you can go into the wardrobe in game and change into your extra DLC slot.
I'm gonna just back out and ask why you would ever need to do that.
To change.
Well, the same
skin?
Reason why you what? Get
Sims.
On board, Maz. We gotta make some money here.
I don't
the same
know.
Reason
it's
why
like,
kids spend all this money on the stupid DLC things on the Xbox and the PlayStation,
do.
So you can be all these different characters.
Literally like I don't change my skin ever. Like we've done like I've done themed like maps and stuff where people are like, you know, Jenny likes to he loves to change his character. Like I'm gonna be Mad Scientist Jenny, and then Valentine's Day, and I'm like I'm Aurelian, and like Easter I'm Aurelian. Halloween.
But it's like we played an Indiana Jones map and we all switch into like Indiana Jones. We did Star Wars and we all, you know.
Yeah, but it's so if you're playing a map, then you just change your skin, and then. Like, it'd be better
How
if it was,
How fun would it be to
opinion.
Be on a server, though, and, like, you're, like, role-playing, and you, like, you're having, like, a party or something, and you go into the closet, and you come
so
out, and you're
Sims.
In your party outfit.
So, like, The Sims, where
yes.
you have six slots, and you can have outfit
right.
one, outfit
you
two,
have to
outfit
buy each
three.
Of them separately.
Yeah.
No, that's dumb. I don't want
to
buy it.
And maybe it's not different
it.
Skins.
Okay,
like, say, maybe
you
it's different items, like hats and beards.
I feel like
and...
if you upload a bunch of skins to a folder, and then when you push the resource pack button... Like,
yeah.
there's also a skin thing there, and you could just hot swap there. I feel like this, like having to log on to that horrible website, Minecraft.net, which is, how old is it? Was it made in the 90s? Like, what the hell? We'll probably get to it when we get to the news, and I'll talk about it then. Then I'll have my little rant. But yes, skins, but not, no, sorry, Goode. You're not going to get any money from this skins thing anyway, Goode, so...
No, I know Microsoft. I'm not. I don't care. I'm just trying to help Microsoft work this out. Somebody's got to work out the DLC part.
I'm
scared Minecraft's going away.
I don't ever see the issue with that. I mean, I guess if it was like The Sims where it was like you have outfit one, outfit two. But like for me, and maybe it's because like I don't change my skin because people like people draw art of my skin. Right. Or they whatever. Like my skin is that's me. Right. Like I'm not going to change my face. So like
I never changed my face in hair in Minecraft.
No, I'm like, in real life. In real life, I'm saying I'm not going to change my face like in Minecraft.
I know what you meant. That's why I was laughing.
No.
And just like Daniel Radcliffe, you wear the same clothes every day. So why would you change?
That's right.
It's perfect though, because my skin for Halloween is Little Red Riding Hood. For Christmas, it looks like a little Christmas cape. For Valentine's Day, it's red and white. Like there's no need to change it ever.
She just calls a different fairy in to do a different task on those different holidays.
Thanks, Jalapeno. I think we're split here, but I think the majority wants an option.
I'm the only one who doesn't.
I kind of want the thing that the person was talking about. I used to play this MUD, and like there was these like vanity slots where you could have non-used weapons, and like they were colorful, and I loved that. So I kind of want like the whole, you know, like an emerald sword on my back or something.
What's that MUD?
That look, Ari. See that look? Never mind.
Okay, so
sword or
the hats mod.
Done.
Even better because then you can put
the
hats.
I like armor stands. Like I don't know. I think armor stands are cool, but
okay. What? So we're running a little long, I think. So what just happened? Someone just did something.
I didn't do anything.
Crazy.
Hey, you're not even the doc, Ari.
I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
We're going to go ahead and move on to news and updates, and we'll run through these pretty fast. Nothing huge this week besides Minecraft. But the first one, let's get into news. Minecraft usernames, big change. Yeah. Started on the 4th. We'll have a link to a support doc with a bunch of information about what you can do with the name changes.
So I went to their the website is gorgeous, by the way. Why doesn't Minecraft.net look like that? Is my rant over. But I went to change my name to Maz. I'd have been taken. I will never go to that website again. Done.
I changed my son's. He wanted to be changed to the Lone Cake.
Captain Horse Egg.
No, the Lone Cake.
Okay.
So he likes cake.
Oh, hello.
I don't know. Maybe we're feeding him too much cake or something. But
perhaps.
So it's really easy, though. It was available, and it took like all of 2 seconds, so that was really good.
Yeah.
So go change your name if you need to. Raspberry Pi 2 is out, and we've got a link to someone who's showing you how to run a Minecraft server off of Raspberry Pi. It's got double the RAM, which is one of the parts that servers need, I think. So I will link to that. Does anybody have a Raspberry Pi?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's like a really small computer, and they've made a Minecraft version for it.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
Damn.
Do they? Do people care?
People who have Raspberry... This is the same people who build, like, robots and crap.
Okay.
Raspberry Pis are actually really cool. I was looking into getting one for my surveillance system at my house because I could run Android apps on it, and I use an Android app right now to monitor all my cameras around my house.
Yeah.
So
and they're like $25, right?
Yeah, they're super cheap.
That's the thing. They're super cheap.
Dude actually lives in a prison. That's why he's not telling you. For robbing that store when he was 10. This house is actually a prison.
They let me out.
Wine in your toilet.
Stuff, but,
yeah,
you know.
They let him out to go to conventions because it's work activities. Now his wife has to go with him, though. He got kind of unruly at a few of them, so now she comes with him.
So mail him a carton of cigarettes.
Please.
That's how he pays for conventions. He trades air tickets with cigarettes.
I'm going to try that Molotov thing you were talking about.
Totally work. Totally work in a riot situation is a very valid strategy.
Okay. Just toss a Molotov.
This is fine.
And a pack of cigarettes. Light the cigarette off the Molotov.
Story time.
Story time.
Oh, man.
TLDR, they all die.
Let's see. We also got chat and signs are going to be updated in the Pocket Edition of Minecraft in the next version. We've seen some images on that.
And while you're on the subject of that, they're also boats are being updated. I don't know if that was in the last podcast because I wasn't here, but boats in Pocket Edition are updated to allow your pets to ride with you.
and it's going to be in an exclusive. And that was, and we did talk about it for a second, and that was kind of annoying to me, at least. That it's going to be exclusive to Pocket Edition, so we won't get that. Maybe we don't want it. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't want it.
You don't want to ride around with your wolf?
That's just what anything. Screw your new ideas.
Yeah.
He doesn't need them.
I'm playing. I'm going back to Alpha. Stop this. I've ruined it.
Big thing, MineCon 2015 details announced July 4th. Big, well, I won't
say that.
If you're in America, that's a big holiday in America.
Oh, you don't have to call my birthday that, but thank you, Brent.
Oh, no.
Is that your birthday?
July 6th. Mm.
Shooting fireworks all the time. And so it'll be in London.
I know me and Ari will be there. Are you guys going?
No.
I honestly won't have the
place. I'm not going there again.
You're such.
He hates everything.
He does.
Except for Amoeba or whatever it is. Yeah.
I'm trying to. I'm actually running an Indiegogo that I'm basically, I'm going to take 99 photos and send you a booklet of photos from MineCon for $15. Mm. So I'm trying to get enough people to buy those to get the airfare to go. But I don't know. People don't really like photos anymore. They're just like, I'll just look at them on Twitter, probably, right?
Just a book of boobs.
Right.
Ew.
So yeah, probably won't be going. But I did get to see a alpha release of Curse Voice with Minecraft. So year ago, about FTB, Curse kind of bought the FTB team to come over and help them build the FTB launcher into the Curse client. And, well, it's going to be into the Curse Voice client because the Voice client's been doing so well. And so they ran us through what it was going to be doing, and it's basically a launcher for mods, and you'll be able to set up like project packs and things like that. But it looked kind of cool, and you can set up groups and you know, talk to people. It looks like it will become a true competitor to Skype, honestly, at some point. I mean, the voice, if you're gaming, it's great for games right now. But for doing like what we're doing, it doesn't have video, so that's kind of the one problem right now. But voice-wise, it looks pretty good. So Curse Voice, it's absolutely free. And it's in alpha right now for the Minecraft stuff, but that's coming. So that looked pretty cool. And I did a story. We'll link to that as well. What's next? 4J Studios, the next update, TU21, is going to be another bug fix update. So sorry, no features. And last but not least, the 182.6 is now available in the launcher. And Windows got a new launcher at the same time that comes with Java. You can run the MSI instead of the old launcher they used to have. So
I recommend everyone start doing that, too, because it makes sure your Java's right, and it makes a big difference in the game.
Yeah.
That'll probably help them, right? If people are using the latest edition of Java, less support tickets. And man, Mark was getting having some tweet fun on some of that support stuff. I was like, oh.
Did you see that? Since you're a journalist now, did you see that Mogminer tweeted out that he's looking for a job?
Yeah, but I never saw like a resolution to that. Like, that people were wondering if he was looking for a job or if he was looking for a friend a job.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't have any inside info. I just wondered if maybe, you know, you as the journalist with your tabloid did. So.
Well, you know, I stuck outside his house for a while and just saw him, like, he beat his dog. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. This is horrible. Like, rumors
just
now.
Become slanderous?
Just kidding. He would never do that. Well, that's a downer.
That's the show. All of it.
I love it when we end on a good note like that.
Yeah.
So, Aurelian, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Welcome.
Everybody can find you. I'm pretty much sure everybody knows, but where can they find you?
YouTube.com/Aurelian, Twitch.tv/Aurelian, Twitter.com/Aurelian, Facebook.com/Aurelian.
Make it nice.
Social media / Aurelian.
Nice.
Except for Pinterest and Tumblr, because whatever.
Well, because
that's how I feel about Instagram.
I got my accounts, like I had my accounts registered under an email address, and the email host shut down the email, like the email site, without telling me. And so I was locked out of the accounts, and I couldn't prove that I was the person who owned them. So I just lost them. So I had to recreate new accounts.
Fun.
Bummer.
Fun. Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Don't beat any dogs. We'll see y'all next week. Don't know who the guest is yet. Thanks, everybody else.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
And we're out. I mean, we're still streaming, but.